Well, good evening, everybody on the conference call. Good to have you with us, and for all of you. Real thankful and real grateful to be able to share the word. And what I have planned tonight is a little exercise. but you don't have to sweat. No barbells, no dumbbells, no cables, no machine. But I thought a little strength workout in the Word would be something that would be a lot of fun. Plus, me and my wife were in the process of selling a home and also buying a home at the same time. And things are working out pretty good, but it's really, there's a lot of things you got to do. So our schedules have been interrupted. And I like going to work out early in the morning with a friend of mine. But today, I didn't get to do it because of what we were doing with the houses. So I have this strength workout that I'm going to go through with you, and I hope you'll enjoy it. So don't blame me if your shirts are a little bigger after we get done here. It's not my fault because we are dealing with God and His Word, and sometimes you get a lot of surprises. So let's start. And the first place I want to go to is Joshua. Joshua chapter 14. And this is in the Old Testament. And I'm sure most of you are familiar with Moses and with the 12 tribes of Israel. And just before they hit the promised land, Moses was instructed to send spies in there to find out how it was. And so he sent 12 spies, and two of which were Joshua and Caleb. And you can read the whole record by yourself. I'm just sharing part of it with you. So they went in and spied the land. 12 spies came back. Two came back with a great positive report. Good stuff. It's good land. We can go in and grab it because God promised it to us. And they, but 10 other people said, no, no thank you. But anyway, we're going to follow and see what happened to, as we know, they did get into the promised land eventually. But it was eventually. Joshua got rewarded for being a faithful believer all that time by becoming a leader of the Israelites in Moses' place. Chris, I don't know if I'd want to let that. But there was another guy named Caleb. He also was a faithful believer who brought back a positive report. And I want to look at him just real briefly because what happened to him was really fun to me. I always appreciate the end result of what happened to him. So in Joshua 14, we're going to start in verse 7. So when they were dividing up the land, once they started getting into the land, they started dividing it up between the 12 tribes. And here's, so Joshua's the leader, but Caleb was promised some land. And after a certain time, he came up in front of Joshua and told him what he wanted. In verse 7, it says Caleb is talking to Joshua and asking him what he wants as far as the land. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be in thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day, look at this guy, look, I am this date 85, four scores 80, 85 years old, and listen to this. This really gets me, tickled me actually. As yet, I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war, both to go out and come in. How strong you got to be a military guy? Our soldiers, our military guys go through a lot of intense training, for sure. And verse 12 says, now therefore give me this mountain. Wherefore the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be that the Lord shall be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Hebron, for an inheritance. And of course, that land that he got was a land full of giants. That the people originally were afraid of. He wanted to give me that land. No problem with that. 85 years old, though. Wow, pretty incredible, huh? 2 Samuel. Go to 2 Samuel. Verse 33, God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. That's pretty strong, huh? Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy gentleness has made me great. Cool, huh? 1 Chronicles 27. Go on over to 1 Chronicles 27. No. I think I did. I do something wrong.
1 Chronicles 27.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. 1 Chronicles 27. Yeah. That's where I should. Okay. Yep. Made a mistake. Let's go to Nehemiah. That's better. I made that mistake. Oh. Teacher made a mistake. Nehemiah. Ezra, Nehemiah. Nehemiah 8:10. And just listening to that tape about the team from Oklahoma talking about joy. Nehemiah 8:10. I can say it by heart. So could you probably. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy unto the Lord our God. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Isn't that interesting? That was a great tape. Psalm 18.
Psalm 18.
Mm-hmm. Psalm 18. And verse 1 says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. verse 39. Same song. It says, "For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle, thou hast subdued under me those that rose up against me." Isn't that wonderful that you have such a God that will strengthen you? Psalm 27. The Lord, verse 1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid?"
Nobody.
Psalm 29. Next one over. Verse 11. "The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace." Strength and peace. Psalm 46. Verse 1 says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." A very present help in trouble. I don't think there's too many obstacles in your life that would be insurmountable, too hard, if you have God as your refuge and strength.
Yeah.
I think you'd be able to handle it, wouldn't you?
Sure.
Go to Isaiah. Isaiah 40. Isaiah 40, verse 28. We'll start in verse 28. "Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength." Mm-hmm. Even the youth. Mm-hmm. I wonder if I qualify, I'm not sure. "Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles." Here's a physical action. "They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." It says that they that wait upon the Lord are going to renew your strength. I didn't write the book. I'm just saying. So let's keep on going. A couple more. Let's go to Daniel. Chapter 11. Here it is. Daniel chapter 11. And this is I find a real interesting one, because this is just a little truth in the middle of this chapter. You can read the whole chapter, and this little thing stands out to me. Daniel chapter 11, 32, verse 32. And it's the second part of the verse. 11, 32, the second part of the verse. Listen to this. "The people that do know their God." Do you know God?
Yeah.
Would you say you know God?
Sure.
Yeah.
"The people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits."
Amen.
Would you like to do exploits?
Amen.
It doesn't matter how old you are, young you are. Is it male or female? They that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. If you know God, you're qualified. Go to Ephesians. Let's move. Let's do a couple more in the New Testament. Ephesians chapter 3. In verse 14, 3:14, we'll start there. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. And it culminates in this verse. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Wow. Isn't that wonderful? Mm-hmm. Awesome. Mm-hmm. And Philippians 4:13, you don't even need, most of you know that by heart. You don't even need to go there. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Mm-hmm. So that's my little strength workout that I took myself through because of the crazy day that prevented me from going to the gym. So I hope you enjoyed that little strength workout, and maybe your muscles are now a little bit more pumped. God bless you.
Well, especially our spirits.